What is up, Anything is Potable? It is your host, Breezy.
And Kaya.
And we have a special guest with us. We have the girls' soccer team. So what are you all's names?
I'm Dream.
I'm Mercedes.
Kennedy.
Soraya.
I'm Linnea.
Samaria.
So today we're going to be giving you some information about how we balance school, life, our relationships, sports, how we balance it all. So honestly, how are you all doing balancing this season with your schoolwork and your relationships and everything?
It's a little stressful, I feel like.
Why is it stressful?
It's just a lot. Like, you got work, you know, after school, but you got practice from 2 to 4, right?
So what other emotions would you use to describe this school year, how you're balancing everything?
I think it's very, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it's easy to fall off of your schoolwork and stuff like that.
I say it's, like, overwhelming having to balance everything.
So what about the sports season? So, like, are you finding it, what is making it overwhelming to you?
Like, some of us have, like, advanced classes that we got to keep up with, and then having to, like, go to school, and then we have to do all of our practices and stuff, and then we have to do, like, homework. So it gets pretty overwhelming having to do that.
Yeah, definitely. And we have games almost, like, what, 2-3 games a week, and then we have practice every day till 5. We got to go home, shower, eat and stuff, and then do homework.
My biggest thing, I would say, is definitely finding the time to do homework. Like, I honestly always catch myself, like, letting my work get ahead of me because, you know, like, I don't have time to do my homework.
So if any of you guys are working, is it hard balancing, like, practice and your work?
Kind of. Like, I only work on the weekend, so it's not too bad. But finding the time to be able to do, like, schoolwork and practices, like, on the weekend and stuff is kind of difficult.
I also feel bad because I have to, like, tell my manager that I need to call off because I either have practice or a game that day. You know what I mean?
I had to, like, quit my job because I never had time to work and get a lot of hours in.
Honestly. And being out here broke is hard. I feel like people don't bring up the struggle of student athletes, keeping up with our schoolwork. I feel like it's not talked about enough. It's actually really hard. And I feel like a lot of people expect it to be easier, think that it's easier than it actually is. What's the positive of being a student athlete?
Definitely my team. Like, having this relationship with my teammates just makes the entire sport. Like, I wouldn't come out here with you guys every day if, like, we weren't tight like that, you know?
I'd also say the friendships, the bonds I have with my teammates is probably the best thing about the sport.
Really?
Definitely.
I also like being active every day.
Honestly, it makes me feel good to be doing something. Like, I like burning after, you know? Like, I like being out of breath.
And then, like, going to, like, soccer, and it just takes my mind off of everything that happened during the day.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels good.
And when we play good as a team, that makes me feel really good as well. Like, it pays off when we play well.
Okay, so how do you guys balance your relationships and friendships, like, while you're playing the sport? Like, how do you find the time to respond and, like, let them know that you're still into it?
It's all about the communication beforehand. Like, if you tell them that you're going to be busy, then, like, they can't really get mad at that because you told them. And so it's just, like, really all about the communication and all that.
It's honestly easy because all my friends are the soccer team. Word.
Yeah, I agree with Mercedes. It's about communication. You just got to let them know, like, you're busy and you have practice and games and stuff like that. And they should be understanding.
Yeah, a lot of my friends are student athletes as well, so they just get it, you know? Yeah.
All my friends are my teammates.
So what is that one pregame song that you all like to listen to get you pumped up?
One song we all like to listen to is Ivy by Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
Also Self Control by Frank Ocean.
When we, like, turn up before a game, we always play, like, Glorilla.
We be playing Polo G, too.
Yeah, it's a little dark.
So what are you guys' pregame routines? How do you get pumped up and prepare for a game?
So usually just a few of us go to Parched and get us a nice slushy. We get us a nice yogurt. Smoothie.
Shout out to Porsche, y'all.
Or we, like, go to, like, Subway. Yeah, Shariah take us to Subway before our game.
Get a nice sandwich.
If we don't go out to eat anywhere, we usually just hang out in front of our locker room and we'll just have a snack on the grass or something and just talk.
Yeah, we have picnics with each other.
And just listening to music in general, y'all.
So what are you guys' recovery routines? How do you recover after a hard game?
I like to get home, eat, and then, like, have a bath. Maybe ice my knee.
Maybe, you know, if you're hurting or something, you go to the trainer, get ice, and then go home, take a nice shower.
I live 30 minutes away, so one of the first things I do is I play some good music. Like, to get me through the drive, and then as soon as I get home, I take a shower, I have a snack, and I just go straight to sleep.
Yeah, for sure, Dream.
Okay, so how do you guys maintain good sportsmanship whenever, like, other teams are being really antagonizing?
See, me, I don't really get mad because I know I'm probably never going to see them again, well, until the next year, so I'm cool.
Sometimes it can be hard because they like to, like, try to bully us or something like that, but we just laugh it off, really, because there's nothing we can do about it unless we get in trouble.
For me, it's all about perspective. Like, this is a high school sport. I'm not about to lose my composure over a team that's like, this is high school.
So do you guys ever have, like, any conflicts within the team, like, struggle to communicate or anything?
Yes, like, a lot of times on the field, if we try to give a tip or, like, tell somebody what they should do, they get offended, but we're just trying to help them. So, like, it's bad communication on our end.
It's definitely something we work on, and we try to communicate with each other better so nobody will end up feeling some type of way.
I agree. We do sometimes have a problem with the way we communicate because in a game, people are just passionate about it. So the way they say it just comes off as rude. But we all know it's coming from a good place, and we try to keep it together.
Well, thank you all for a great conversation. I had great talks with you guys, and thank you for the inside scoop.
We love you. We love you, Sophia. Sophia. We love you. Shout out to Sophia. We love you.
We miss you.
Bye, guys. Anything Potable out.